You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We get things going, as always, with a sense of how the markets have been moving throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by Head of Research at F&B Wealth and Investments, Chantal Marks, to take a look at today's market movements. Good evening, Chantal. Lovely to catch up with you, as always. Interesting day today. I thought we'd have a stronger day, but in general, I thought we'd have a stronger start to the year. Last week, markets were down about 2.2% on the top 40. This week, yesterday, we started off in a bearish territory. Today, we looked like we were recovering, but late afternoon movements, particularly when the US session opened up, had other plans. What's going on?
Well, I think the start of the year really has been a function of the market rethinking their stance on US rate cuts and then rate cuts globally generally. If rates are going down, interest rates are going down, that's generally supportive for economic growth and the equity market. And if there are less rate cuts than expected, then you usually see a repricing in risk assets. That would include the bond market as well as the equity market. And that's why we've had a softish stance. The Fed has turned a little bit more hawkish. Economic growth in the US has been exceptionally strong. And that is why we've seen the equity market, both locally and abroad, stuttering somewhat. I was also surprised today. I also thought we would have a generally stronger day. We started off quite strongly. The market popped up really nicely at the open, but then faded as the day progressed. And as you said, when the US market opened, we actually saw a sizable move downwards. Still managed to close in positive territory, but the mid-cap and small-cap index, as well as financials, dragging the overall market a little bit. That's the SA Inc. stable. And then the resources sector also continuing to disappoint. I am praying for a turnaround at this point in commodity stocks.
Chantal, when we look at the markets and we look at South Africa versus the global markets, I mean, we look at Asian markets, they were all in the green, and South African markets typically do follow on from what kind of happens in Asian markets in terms of sentiment, and that does filter through from a demand side as well on the commodity side, as you mentioned. But looking at the US picture, and obviously that big surprise coming in from the US Fed in December saying that we are anticipating less rate cuts in 2025 as opposed to what the market had initially expected. Is that something that's going to likely be affected by the inauguration come this time next week? I mean, we know that Donald Trump has been very vocal around things like having the right people in the right positions. And this includes a willingness to put Jerome Powell's head on the chopping block if he doesn't do what Donald Trump wants him to do. Is there some level of volatility that the market is trying to anticipate to say this situation could change depending on what happens after next week?
Yeah, so I do think we need to start expecting the unexpected when it comes to Donald Trump. And a lot of it has to do with what he might do, but a lot of it also has to do with what he might say, because sometimes the bark is worse than the bite. And particularly when it comes to market sentiment, markets don't like uncertainty. And I think we will probably see a heightened sense of volatility there. I mean, as far as those powers extend towards any sort of personnel changes at the Fed, I also think it's a bit overblown at this point. Powell is likely to serve out his term, and monetary policy is monetary policy. There really shouldn't be much of a state intervention in that. I think the risk is greater that when you intervene, you might break something rather than just letting monetary authorities do what they are supposed to do. But I do think that as we get these comments coming through from Trump, whether it's through official channels or through Twitter, we'll probably see the market react to all of it.
Somehow, I don't think Donald Trump is too worried about what he breaks on his way into the White House, particularly because it is his last time going into the White House. Chantal, I want to look at some of the local movements. If we look at the telecoms companies, I mean, the likes of MTN, Vodacom, both having really good days today. But again, on the other side of the biggest losers of the day, some mining companies as well, as you said, resources, commodities, coming under quite a bit of pressure. What are you looking at this stage in terms of what could potentially provide value? I mean, I see the likes of the PIC out there doubling down on PGMs. What's catching your eye at the moment from a South African perspective?
Yeah, I'll just mention quickly the move on the telecoms today, and my interpretation of it. It was actually, I think, two separate pieces of news. So MTN announced that Nigeria has approved a massive price increase in that country. So obviously that will be quite positive for them. I also saw a broker upgrade there. And then Vodacom has reached an agreement with Orange, the French telecoms company, to expand services in the DRC. And we know the DRC, even though it's an underpenetrated market, it's a massive addressable market because of the large population there. So I think some interesting develops there on the telecom space. Are they my favorites for the year ahead? Probably not. So where I think there's quite a bit of value at the moment is actually in the Rand hedge stable. So the Rand hedges have greatly underperformed over the last year or so. We've seen a good resurgence from SA Inc. Where I still think there's a little bit of value, although we've missed the initial upside. But I think the Rand hedges look particularly interesting, and with particular reference to Naspers, Prosus, Richemont. I think AB InBev offers value currently. Bidcorp is one of my favorites for the year ahead. And then, yeah, I mean, I think that you'll still continue to find pockets of value in the mid-cap and small-cap space, particularly given the weakness that we've seen so far in the first few trading days of 2025.
Speaking of the Rand, Chantal, we broke above 19 Rand. We're very concerned there. At some point, it would look like we were heading towards 20 Rand against the US dollar. We're back below 19 Rand. That volatility, I imagine, will continue in the days to come until we kind of have a bit more clarity around the US picture and what is going to happen with the dollar strength. But from a South African perspective, we also have our own MPC meeting coming up later this month. What are we anticipating that meeting will do to the value of the Rand?
Yeah, I mean, it's been quite an interesting ride for the Rand so far this year. So even though the Rand has weakened, it's kind of middle of the pack for the year so far. And if we look at today, we actually saw some really nice strength, the fourth strongest currency against the US dollar among the majors today. I think that when we look at the rate story, if we are not going to see further rate cuts by the Fed, but we see further rate cuts by the SARB, you could probably expect the rand to weaken. And the flip side is also true. If we hold the line in line with the Fed, then we will probably see some strength in the rand. I'm not sure what the right answer is. Yeah, my sense is that this economy actually needs looser monetary policy in order for us to see that much anticipated uptick in growth through this year. So I would hope that we could stomach the short-term rand weakness, because most of the rand weakness is actually due to dollar strength. It's not something specific that we've done wrong. And hopefully we still get some cuts from the Fed, and that will give our SARB some room to also put through those much needed cuts, because our economy is in a much more precarious state than the US economy that just seems to be pumping along.
Chantal, how do you balance that? From a monetary policy perspective, you don't want to kind of be seen to be doing what other monetary policy or other countries and central banks are doing. But at the same time, you don't want to kind of decouple too far from what's happening. Understanding, of course, our situation is very unique. We can't afford to hold out and say, oh, maybe we'll get a third rate cut from the US. The US's economy is not going to really care too much about our economy and the performance of our economy. So as a central bank, how do you make that decision to say, you know what, maybe we will loosen monetary policy a bit because that's in the best interests of South Africa and it might weaken the rand?
Yeah, I mean, you need to look at real rates, you need to look at inflation differentials and interest rate differentials generally, and then you need to consider what the inflation picture looks like. Because ultimately, the South African Reserve Bank has an inflation mandate. So if you are going to cut rates when the US is not cutting rates and you see a weakening in the rand, you can import inflation. So it's very, very important for them to remain cognizant of that. And I think that it plays a massive role. And that's probably why you see them seemingly following the Fed, because it just reduces the risk of having a rand blowout and resulting in a spike in inflation, because we do import inflation, mainly because we're an oil importer. So there's nothing we can do about imported inflation. And if the rand is weak, that inflation is probably going to increase, unless local demand is so poor that you don't actually see that push up in prices. So yeah, it's a balancing act, but it's all quite scientific as well. You just have to watch the rand quite closely, and for that reason, you have to watch what the Fed is doing.
Well, that Monetary Policy Committee meeting is taking place next week, I believe. If not next week, possibly the week after that. I'll just confirm that on the SARB's website, and hopefully we get some good news from that. Chantal, thanks so much for the time and for the insights, as always. Chantal Marks, Head of Research at FNB Wealth and Investments, on the market movements throughout the day, as well as what could potentially be driving South African markets.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.